ever feel like someone's been nudging you forward when you need it the most? Or maybe you've caught a whisper of guidance in the quietest of moments. Today, we're pulling back the veil and diving deep into the unseen support team walking this life with you. Your spirit guides. Who are they? How do they show up? And most importantly, how can you connect with them? Whether you're brand new to the spirit work or ready to take your intuition to the next level, this episode will help you tune in to the higher frequency and build a real relationship with your guides. Let's light that path together, shall we? I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life, and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic and energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and a safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates, sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. I really hope you have signed up for my out-of-body ecstasy newsletter, or you were a member of Mystical Minds, either the free version or the paid version, because I unleashed one hell of a deal over the weekend. Readings for $25. I don't do that very often. But if you did get my newsletter and you forgot to look, or you didn't know it was there, or maybe it's sitting in your spam folder, you have today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, we'll say, to hit reply and take advantage of this incredible $25 a reading order. All right. But you gotta read what I sent out and follow along. All right, let's go for the card of the week, shall we? It doesn't matter if you listen to this card of the week today or 5 years from now. This card is for you for the week. Now, I didn't bother getting out a deck, so let me turn around and go get one. What should we use? A different one. I really do like Guides from the Hidden Realms. I'm just going to keep playing this one out. Eventually, I'll get tired of it. I do that with card decks. I use them and use them and use them, and then I'm like, ugh, I need something different. So, let us go with Guides of the Hidden Realms and see what this week brings to us. Let's hope it is a kinder, gentler week. Energy-wise for all of us, these past couple weeks have been, they've been tough. I haven't created my energy yet for the Mystical Minds group, but I'm going to be doing that soon after I release this podcast episode. So fingers crossed for all of us. All right, so what do we have for this week? We have all the blessings everywhere. We have gifts from the universe and synchronicity. So, the biggest thing you guys can do today is, pay attention. Pay attention to things that line up. Like you're thinking of somebody and you turn and say you see 3 2s, 2 2 2. Or maybe an 11. Or a 4 44. Or something of that nature. Or you're thinking of somebody and a musical lyric pops up in your head. You know, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in synchronicities, and they always show up for a reason. So be present this week. Be present. Pay attention. When you've noticed these synchronicities, write them down. Write them down because your guides are trying to tell you something. And thank goodness we're talking about guides today, right? Huh? Yeah, gifts from the universe, gifts from your peeps. Pay attention. And we're gonna go more into it here for this week. So, the mystical item of the week is guide connection candle, which usually is either white or blue. During, meditation or maybe soft reflection or visualization, maybe journaling, you light the candle to invite your guide's presence and let the flame be your bridge between you and them. But always and forever remember, never leave a candle lit unattended and put it in a non-metal container. All right, the candle itself, non-metal. All right, so let's move forward. Our main topic this week is who are spirit guides and how to connect with yours. So let's talk about what or who are spirit guides. I'm just going to go back way to the beginning because there's a lot of confusion about spirit guides, who they really are. Spirit guides are non-physical beings assigned to support your soul's journey. They're part of your spiritual team. They're always present. They're always working behind the scenes to guide, protect, and sometimes even challenge you so you can grow. Some guides have lived human lives and ascended into the spirit realm. Others have never been human. They might be ancestors, light beings, or even animal spirits. The key is this: they are connected to you, your soul contract, and committed to your evolution. Here are the most common types of spirit guides. You have your main guide or gatekeeper. This is your lifelong companion. This guide has likely been with you since birth and really across lifetimes. They oversee your journey and help coordinate with your other guides. For myself, this is Joshua and Selena. I know you're like, Allie, you just said two guides. They are one guide, two sides of the same coin, so to speak. They are very high level guides that I channel. Sometimes they let me do readings for other people through them, but that is my main guide. So then we have specialist or rotating guides. These guys step in for a specific purpose. Think love, career, parenting, healing, or spiritual awakening. They show up when needed and may move on once their job is done. Oh my God, I forgot her name. Iris, holy crap. She is a boot camp guide. She shows up when I know I really need push to do something. Or gosh, who else? There's been so many over the years. There's been Edward, there's been Ethan, and they all the rest just faded away all of a sudden. But I've had plenty of guides rotate in and rotate back out just when I needed them. Then we have ancestral guides. These are family spirits or ancestors from your lineage. You may recognize them in dreams or during rituals. Maybe they'll show up and you recognize the tone or the message. They carry wisdom from your bloodline and help you heal generational wounds. My ancestral guide is Andrew. Andrew was my grandmother, my mom's mom. Andrew was her first husband. They married as teenagers, and he passed away after he got pneumonia. And then my grandmother married my grandfather, which happened to be Andrew's brother. He stepped in and told Andrew he would take care of my grandmother for him. So that is my ancestral guides. Animal guides are totems. Spirit animals often bring specific qualities or messages. A hawk might represent clarity and higher perspective. A wolf might guide you in loyalty and leadership. These can come and go as needed. One of my animal guides or totems is the cat. I mean, I've got 12 of them. Cats always find me. Always, always, always. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I also feel an affinity. This is another cat, but a panther, lions, cougars, big cats, and polar bears. I love polar bears, always have, and horses since I was a kid. Light beings are our next ones. Light beings, star beings, or ascended masters. Depending on your beliefs, you may also connect to higher vibrational beings like angels, interdimensional guides, or teachers from other realms. This is my Joshua and Selena. I have a few others, but this is the one that stands out the most. They take double duty here. They speak to me in sound, and I have to translate it, which if when I put my human brain into it, the things I get are just, I'm like, WTF. So I have to allow it to flow and then go back and correct everything I just typed so that somebody else can read what I just typed out. It's important to note that these guides, they don't control your life, but they do help. They help illuminate the path and they always honor your free will. So five signs your spirit guides are already reaching out. Even if you've never tried to contact your spirit guides before, chances are they've already been trying to reach out to you. Their messages are low-key, but powerful. Here are the five common signs your guides are saying, "Hey, we're here." One, you keep seeing repeating numbers or symbols, like the number 777, feathers in strange places, coins on the ground. Spirit guides love using signs you'll notice once you start paying attention. Two, you experience downloads or intuitive hits. Ever have an idea drop into your head that felt like it came out of nowhere? Or sudden knowledge that helped you avoid something or make a great decision? That's your guide dropping wisdom through your intuitive channel. Three, your dreams feel different. Spirit guides often show up in dreams, especially if you're more open while you sleep. They might even appear as wise strangers, glowing figures, or familiar faces. Their energy will usually feel peaceful, direct, and unforgettable. Four, you hear your name or sense of presence. Hearing your name when there's nobody there. And this happens to me a lot. A gentle pressure on your shoulder happens quite a bit. A sense that someone walked into the room but no one's visible. That's a classic spirit guide contact. I feel a lot. People call my name. I feel people come into the room. People tap me on the shoulder. People hug me. And I get a lot of indentions, like when I'm sitting on the couch or on my bed, of an animal sitting next to me, which I know is one of my animals who have passed that are now one of my guides, like Lucky or Samantha Jo Bean, or Darren Darren. Oh, Darren Darren. It's always, I know it's one of them, or Felix. Number five, you experience perfect timing or synchronicities. And what did our card for this week say? Indeed, he do. Synchronicities. Have you ever asked a question and then heard the answer in a song lyric, podcast, or overheard conversation minutes later? These are cosmic winks, and it's your guides using the environment to communicate. The more you acknowledge these signs, the stronger and more frequent they become. So, how do you connect with your spirit guides? Now that we know who they are and how they reach out, let's talk about how you can actively connect. You don't need to be a psychic or a seasoned medium. You just need openness, trust, and a little bit of consistency. So, one, set the intention. Say this out loud or maybe just in your mind. I invite my spirit guides to step forward and connect with me. Please come through clearly and in ways I can easily understand. This opens the door and gives them permission to come closer in your awareness. Number two, create a ritual or maybe a sacred space. Your guides aren't picky, but they do love intention. Light a candle, like our mystical item of the week, a blue or white candle. Play soft music, diffuse a grounding oil like frankincense. And enter a nice quiet state. A clean, calm space helps you to feel their energy more clearly. You can use a focusing tool if you'd like. You can journal with a specific question to your guides, pulling an oracle card and asking for interpretation. You can use a pendulum for yes/no communication. You can meditate with crystals like amethyst or selenite. These tools, they help anchor your energy and filter out mental noise. You can use visualization or guide yourself down a path. Imagine yourself walking a peaceful path. When I do this, I imagine myself walking down a nice, worn down dirt path through the forest. You can have it in nature. You could have it, in a forest or at the ocean. You can put it in a temple or a celestial space. Walk forward and ask to meet your guides. Pay attention to who or what appears. And don't worry if it's vague. The connection strengthens over time. And ask a simple question. You can begin with, "What message do you have for me today?" Then wait. The answer might arrive as a thought, image, or feeling, or come later in a sign, a dream, an interaction, maybe synchronicity. Okay? Keep a spirit guide journal and record every impression. What may seem insignificant right now could reveal patterns over time. So, segment four, we're going into a spirit guide journaling prompt. Now, before I go in deeper with that, back to the ask a simple question, I want to tell you guys or remind those who have been with me for a while, do not ask your guides the same question in different ways. Okay, guides love to be asked questions. Okay, no doubt about it. But it's one question. You ask the question, they answer you, and you either write it down or maybe commit it to memory. Okay, don't come back the next day and ask the same question, or that night and ask the same question. They do not like it, and I will absolutely guarantee they will start screwing with you. Okay, they will screw with you and give you all sorts of answers. And before you're done, you are more confused than you were before you asked the question the first time. So please learn from Allie here. Ask it once, write it down, and then step away. All right, so let's go back into this the journaling prompt. So I want to get tangible. Grab a notebook. Maybe open the notes app and write this at the top of the page. Are you ready? Dear Spirit Guide, what would you like me to know today? And I'll repeat. Dear Spirit Guide, what would you like me to know today? All right. Then set a timer for 5 minutes. We all have those on our phones. So set it for 5 minutes and just write whatever comes through. Don't overthink, don't edit, don't think about it, just write. Write whatever comes, even if it's not words, maybe it's doodles. Do that. Okay? Even if it feels made up, like someone's messing with you. And trust me, if you're asking a question for the first time, nobody's messing with you, okay? You may hear advice, encouragement, or maybe they're even asking you a question. Then after you're done, after those 5 minutes, the timer goes off, look back at what you just wrote. Did anything that you wrote or doodled, did it surprise you? Did it feel like you talking or maybe somebody, something wiser than you? Which I can tell you right now is everybody. And this is for myself as well. Beings above, spirit guides, the powers that be, the ones who live in interdimensionals, whatever you want to call them, know a hell of a lot more than we do. Certainly a lot more than me. So I always tend to trust what they have to say, and my little brain here cannot try to, work around it or try a better way. There is no better way than what they tell you. Okay. And it's what I want you to do is I want you to do this daily for a week. Okay. And your connection is going to deepen. It will. Spirit guides are not just for gifted people or mystics. They're available to absolutely everybody, including you. When life feels chaotic, overwhelming, uncertain, you can pause, ask for guidance, and trust that a loving presence is walking beside you. Don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to believe. And that's a wrap here on the episode of Mystical Minds. I hope that it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. And don't forget to do your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for the episode in the notes below. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, come over and join the Mystical Minds group. I have a free and a paid version. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk this metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, an intuitive, a healer, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, I would love to hear from you. I'm currently booking new guests. The link is below in the show's notes. And note, I am very, very, very behind in contacting people because of school. I am going to be using July to get caught up and reach out. Okay, so don't send me 10 messages. One, trust me, I've got it. It suffice. Now, if you visit out of body ecstasy, if you go to out of body ecstasy, you can book a private reading, a soul session. You can sign up for my newsletter. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your path. And I want to remind you, until next time, stay grounded. Stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.